We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Monday. It's February 1st. It's 2021, and we have 10 basketball games to talk about here on today's slate. I'm joined by my good buddy, Chief Justice 06. Will, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm good, man. Glad to be on with you. You know, we were talking before the show. It looks like NASCAR is coming up for you, which is really exciting. So I'm pumped, man. I'm not just saying this because we work together, but I think everybody in this industry knows that you pump out some of the best NASCAR content in the DFS streets. So are you going to be traveling this year, or are you kind of going to stay at home for COVID? Just wondering.
To start the year, no travel. Like Daytona, they have some like – they have practice and qualifying, but then they don't have any practice or qualifying for a few months for what the schedule looks like anyway. So like no traveling. I want to like travel to races that like have practice, you know, like stuff that like I can, you know, translate for people. So no travel in the plans right now, but listen, I'm excited. NASCAR right around the corner. We were just chatting about it, but yeah. All the details for the NASCAR package, depending on when you're listening to this podcast, might already be out. We're dropping everything today, Monday the 1st. So you guys know we record the night before. So I say today, you know, we're recording on Sunday night. So Monday morning-ish, there'll be a bunch of tweets and stuff sent out for that. So make sure you're checking that out. Also, we are presented by Monkey Knife Fight. Try the fastest growing single player DFS site out there. Get a matching 100% bonus up to $50 on your first deposit. rotogrinders.com/partners/MKF. The link will be in the description of the podcast. So that way, if you can't figure out the slashes or any of that stuff, because I always mess those up as well. So it'd be right there in the description. So you guys can check that out. But yeah, man, I'm excited for NASCAR. But let's get into this 10-game NBA slate because it's a doozy. There's a lot to talk about on this slate. It's crazy. We say that every day, but with like with COVID and people being out and all this stuff with the protocols with the NBA, you know, health and safety and all that stuff. Like we've had some crazy slates this season, and it's been a ton of fun. So let's get into it. Let's start February off on the right notes. Lakers and Hawks, 220.5 total here. Lakers favored by 6. AD, LeBron, both questionable. Bogdanovich, Dunn, and Hunter already ruled out for Atlanta. Will, what are we looking at here on the Lakers?
Well, you know, the same old story. LeBron James is questionable. Anthony Davis is questionable. What's going to happen here? Honestly, Stevie, I don't think I want to play any Lakers unless one of the big two sits. So, like, if LeBron sits, I think that'll open up some opportunity, especially for a guy like, like Dennis Schroeder. Like, I think he'd be a guy that would be on our radar if LeBron were to sit. Because at that point, 5,600, I think the ball would be in his hands. You know, if AD sits, and obviously, you know, you kind of look at Kuzma and things like that. But overall, I don't think I really want to play too many Lakers. I mean, KCP is cheap enough. Like, he's 37, but I'm just not feeling the Lakers unless someone sits, bottom line.
Yeah, well, was it Thursday? I was like, man, if one of the big two sit, play Kuzma, and then, like, the news came out for AD, and I was like, oh, Markieff Morris is 3K. I wish I would have just listened to myself and played Kyle Kuzma because he crushed on Thursday. So if either one of the big two sit, I'm going to play Kyle Kuzma at 4,900 because I think he gets a bump if either one of these guys is out. His usage increased. He's going to take more shots. The rebounds are going to potentially be there. If the big two play, I'm probably out, like, just in general in this game. I will say Dennis Schroeder is at that price that it's a matchup against Atlanta. We love matchups against Atlanta.
Little revenge
as well. But, like, the price is just right to take a shot on Dennis Schroeder in tournaments. There's a lot of great value play on this slate so far. And, like, I'm sure there's going to be even more value that opens up. So I don't know if you'll necessarily need him, but I do think he is kind of right at that price. Atlanta side of things, like, if Atlanta stays in this game, Trae Young and Clint Capella are probably both having really strong games. So if you're playing one of Trae Young or Capella, you're probably looking to run it back with one of the Lakers guys, because that's how this game stays competitive and close.
For sure. And I definitely think we're going to kick off this slate with some value right away. Cam Reddish at 4,800. He's going to get all the minutes he can handle. No Bogdanovich, no Hunter. Gallinari is back in the fold. Don't get me wrong. But Cam Reddish should have a secure 35 to 36 minutes here if it's close. So he's a value play that I'm definitely going to be interested in. And I'm with you. You know, Trey at 9,300, I don't hate it. You know, didn't have the greatest stretch early in the season. But, Stevie, we talked about this last week. I mean, they're gradually increasing this price game to game now. But look at these fantasy scores, man. I mean, in the 50s consistently now. Not that he's going to do that here, but I'm saying the price is very affordable for the ceiling that he gives us.
Yeah, like, for sure. I'm not going to argue that, especially with Hunter out as well. So I'm not going to argue, taking Cam Reddish at 4,800. Do we roll the dice and, like, do we get, like, revenge Rondo here at 3,800?
I mean,
he's that guy, right? Like, he's always like he went crazy in big games on, like, ESPN for years. Like, I don't know, man.
I mean, championship revenge narrative. I don't think he's got anything against the Lakers, but at 3,800, I definitely understand it. 10 game slate, though, we'll get a little bit more value.
Yeah, man. Let's move on. We got Charlotte at Miami, no total in this game. We have a couple question marks that we're waiting on. Terry Rozier, obviously, which would be huge for this slate because LaMelo is like 6,500. And if Rozier is out, LaMelo could potentially get like his first 35-minute game. I actually don't know if he's played 35 minutes yet this season. I'm just guessing he hasn't.
If so, it's been once. I know he's gotten a 30... three. You know, I've kind of been tracking this. If so, it's been once. And no, well, at least not in January. I think the most he's tapped out is probably 33 minutes. Sorry to cut you off.
No, you're good, man. Like, obviously, that's huge news. And then the Miami side, we got some, you know, guys we're waiting on. Bradley's questionable, Dragic's questionable, Hero's questionable, Butler's back, Leonard's out. So, like, this game has some news that we're going to be watching because we'll start here with the Charlotte side. If Rozier is out, we are loading up on LaMelo, right? Like, there's no question, no question in my mind. I don't care if it's the Miami Heat. There's no question I'm loading up on him.
I mean, I definitely think that's the play. I do want us to be fully prepared for Coach Borrego to start one of the Martin twins and still bring LaMelo off the bench and let him play 28 minutes. I don't have any confirmation of this. I haven't seen anything from Rick Bonnell. But, you know, if you want Charlotte Hornets news, people, you need to be following Rick Bonnell. I mean, he's the GOAT. But LaMelo at 65, in my head, man, I feel like he should start. But I know Coach Borrego. I feel like he'll pull the wool over eyes and do something different. But, I mean, the price is warranted from the recent production. And we talked about this last week, Stevie, about the fact that, you know, he was getting a little bit too cheap. And lo and behold, two games back-to-back, you know, blowing up. So I like him. I think if Rozier sits for sure, maybe, you know, maybe you look at like a Miles Bridges type. Miles has already been getting, you know, a few extra minutes, 27 minutes, 29 minutes. He's a guy I actually would look at here for 4,400. I think even though it's not a position for position swap, I think he keeps those stable minutes there. So he's a guy I'd be looking at. Obviously, Gordon Hayward at 75, you know, you like that price. And then Cody Zeller, man, 5,300. Minutes are up in the 30s. He's averaging well over a fantasy point per minute. I like him as well, again, to continue his streak as long as he doesn't get hurt.
Let's keep it rolling, right? Let's just keep it rolling. Yeah, like I think we talked about Zeller. Like we were on the fence, but like he didn't have a great game. I think at 5,300, they're going to need him to have plenty of minutes here. As long as he doesn't get in foul trouble, he should be fine. Miami side, what are we looking at here on the Heat?
Well, I think we got to get this news, man, and figure out what's going to happen here, you know, with some of these guys that could possibly be out. Like, you know, if Hero is out, I mean, and this is for COVID, like that could be huge. If Dragic is out, like, you know, what are we going to do there? Those are big time injuries. The second thing is Jimmy Butler's 8,400. If those guys are out, though, I still think that's, you know, that's a fair price, so we could play him. I don't think I want to play Bam at 94. I think we're going to come up on some better value here. But all in all, man, I think this is one of those spots I want to wait for the news, because if Dragic and Hero are out, you know, Nunn's back in the fold. Vincent, I think Vincent is probable. Yeah, Vincent's back in the fold, and then you've got Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, I think, like, realistically, Hero will probably be out with that. Like, isn't health and safety protocols, like, 5 days? Or I think it's, like, 5 to 7 days, like, automatic, right? Like, if you're even close to somebody. So, yeah, he missed practice Sunday. I would be shocked, Will. I'd be shocked if Hero is back for this game. And, like, that's a lot of minutes that are just going to go around. Like, he played 40 minutes the other night against Sacramento. Played 32 minutes when he returned against the Clippers. Like, he's a guy that is like a 30 minute staple. So if he's out, that's a lot of minutes that can potentially go around. Now, where do they end up? I think a lot of it is going to depend on, like, if Goran Dragic plays. If Goran Dragic is out, Kendrick Nunn will get minutes. It's just all about if he's hitting shots, and like his price is like peak Kendrick Nunn price. Like, so it's really tough to trust that. But I think, like, even Duncan Robinson is kind of priced up. So, like, for me, when it comes to Miami, it's just like these guys are all kind of priced right, and hopefully they just don't go crazy. Moving right along here, we got the Knicks and the Bulls, 218.5 total. Chicago favored by 3.5. It is a back-to-back for the Knicks. We do not have an injury report for them. Wendell Carter Jr. is out for Chicago. Porter Jr. is questionable for Chicago. Let's start here with the Knicks. It is a back-to-back. What are we looking at here for the Knicks?
I mean, I'm looking at, you know, a couple guys like quickly sneaky for a tournament play. He's been producing when he's getting the minutes. Elf is just, I don't know if we can play Elf. This price is at 4,400, but man, I don't think we can do it. Randall at 92. I think everybody knows I've been playing Randall all season. I'm just going to play Randall. It is what it is. 9,200 fair price. You have to get on it. And then RJ at 67. I don't think we need to play RJ, but his minutes are stable. It's a matchup with Chicago. I think if you're going to take a shot, this is the spot to do it.
Yeah, like this is the spot for sure. Randall could have a monster game, and at 9,200, maybe like he's a little lower owned because he's still kind of expensive. But it's Chicago, man. It's Chicago Bulls. You know, we've been picking on them all season, and like nothing's really changed. Like this team's still ranked 18th in defensive efficiency. They're still bottom 10 or close, or no, the last five games they've actually, you know, they're like fifth in rebound percentage. And like, that's something like obviously is not as great for Randall, but I like Julius Randall's not a guy that's ever going to go out and get 25 rebounds. He'll get, you know, 10 to 15, sometimes even closer to 20, but Randall is a guy we want to score 30 actual points. And you can do that against the Chicago Bulls. So definitely like Julius Randle in this one. RJ Barrett, like you said, tournament play. Quickly, Peyton, like you're flipping a coin. Quickly's the hot hand right now. Quickly has been having big games.
I will say this. There is one person I meant to mention. Steve, I'm so sorry.
You're good, buddy.
Alec Burks. I know he's not. I know the minutes aren't like 25 and up. But in this spot against Chicago, like, I think this is another dart throw. Like, he could get 30 against this team in the right condition. So, Alec Burks, 47. Didn't want to forget to mention him.
Sounds good. The more I look at, like, Quickly, if you're playing large field tournaments, he is going to be less than 5% owned on a 10-game slate. And I don't think it's crazy to roll a team out there. This is a dude that has put up 16 plus shots in three of the last four games. He didn't play a ton against Utah, but he shot 1 for 11. I think like Quickly, yeah, you get 30, 34, 35 fantasy points from Quickly or 7x. Like it could be a like slate changing for you. What are we looking at here on the Bulls?
Well, I mean, Zach LaVine at 9K. I don't think a lot of people are going to want to play Zach LaVine in this spot, especially when you've got Trey Young, you know, for a little bit more and a few other guys that I think people would rather play. You know, Laurie had a big, big, big game a few days ago against Portland, but that was Portland. You know, their defense is awful. I'm not really as interested in the Bulls. Like, Thad is priced up now. Maybe if Otto Porter sat, like, maybe you strongly consider Thad at 5,700. I mean, he played 29 minutes and 31 minutes in back-to-back games or the past few games. If he's going to get, you know, 30 minutes, I think he's in consideration in this spot, but not someone that I have to play at that price. But that's kind of it. I don't really see anybody else from Chicago that I'm interested in playing.
If you're playing Randall and you want like an explosive game, this game has a 218.5 total. It's really hard to sit here and say game stack this game. You know, there's obviously pieces on both sides that you can take shots on. But like, even when we're looking at like recent pace, the Knicks are 30th in recent pace. So I'm more apt to play like the slower pace team because Chicago's fifth. We know Chicago plays fast. So like, I'm more apt to play like the team that's getting the huge bump instead of the team that might be losing. Like the Knicks are going to want to slow it down when the Bulls are going to want to run. And like that usually leads me to play more like of the Knicks side of things than like the Bulls. So I might just take shots on like Randall, Barrett, Quickly, like you mentioned Burks. And then like, I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything on the Bulls side that I have to have. But if you have to have anybody from the Bulls, it's usually Zach LaVine, man. This guy, he is the guy that can put up 60 fantasy points and break slates. But overall, probably going to stay away from the Bulls in this one. Minnesota at Cleveland. Same game that is currently finishing up as we're recording the podcast, on Sunday. So I hate these back-to-backs where two teams just played or playing against each other. But obviously when we look at this game, you know, it's going to be a lot of news that's going to kind of dictate this one. We don't know about Cat, if he'll be back or not. Naz Reid missed Sunday with a wrist injury. Hernan Gomez is getting close too, as far as like protocols. Like, he's not ruled out. He's been ruled questionable. So I think Cat and, you know, Hernan Gomez are getting close. I think Culver, you know, he's still in that like 10 to 14 day window they had posted about last week, I think on Friday or Saturday. So I expect Culver to continue to stay out. Let's just start here in Minnesota. What are we potentially looking at? And like Russell, like, he's been a guy that's been, you know, kind of banged up. Is he going to play on a back-to-back? Like, there's so many question marks when it comes to this game, you know, first look wise.
Yeah, for sure. I think if Russell plays, I think he's in consideration at 7K. Like, that's a really, really fair price. This team just seems uncommitted to play Ricky Rubio big minutes. So even when Russell was out, you know, Rubio wasn't really getting in the 30s. A guy that's kind of starting to pick it up, you know, maybe he's going through his rookie, you know, spike here, is Anthony Edwards. Has been playing a lot more minutes, playing a little bit better recently. Last I checked, I think he was having a really good game Sunday night as well. So he's a guy that you know, he's 5,600. Not saying we need him on this slate, but I definitely think, you know, he's a guy you can consider in the mid-range. You know, Vanderbilt, he's been getting some minutes. I don't think he's a must-play by any means. You know, if Towns is out but Naz Reid is in, maybe he's in play. But I don't really see anything that's standing out outside of maybe D'Angelo Russell at 7K. If he's going to play, I think that's a fair price for the upside he gives us on a game-to-game basis.
Like, this whole game, and like I hate saying this like night before and like when we do like first looks, this whole game is so dictated by news. If Cat and Naz are out, and even if Russell sits potentially, like, Edwards is probably going to be popular. He played really good on Sunday, and like he's, you know, he got the minutes that everybody was kind of wondering, like, where are the minutes and shots going to go for Minnesota. But, like, not only him, like, Ed Davis played a lot. McDaniels played a lot. Vanderbilt played a lot. Like, I don't want to play three guys, you know, sharing 20 to 25 minutes apiece if these guys are out again. So, overall, like, you know, as far as Minnesota goes, man, like, I don't know. I just, this is one of those spots where it's like, Ed Davis, maybe, but overall, like, if all these guys sit, I think Malik Beasley and Edwards are the guys you kind of look at to play here and like see what happens with the Russell news, see what happens with the Karl Anthony Towns news, stuff like that. As far as Cleveland goes, you know, obviously this is the same thing. Like, Sexton and Garland have kind of been banged up. They've come back. They've been playing a lot of minutes. Nance has been banged up. He came back. Yeah, he's playing a bunch of minutes. Cleveland has been one of the most predictable teams recently. Drummond, Nance, Garland, Sexton, Okoro, they play a ton of minutes every night. And like, the bench is really just like Osman and Jared Allen and Taurean Prince. So, like, as far as like Cleveland goes, Drummond should smash again. He smashed on Sunday. He should smash again in this spot because they don't have anybody to guard him. If Cat comes back, that's even better. Cat can't play defense.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing about this spot in general. If Cat comes back, it's not really much of a change. He should still get there. I think the only thing that holds me back from Drummond, and I probably need to get over my bias, is I don't feel like he's hitting 30 to 35 minutes anymore. It's like the high 20s. And he can get it done in high 20s because of the usage in the fantasy points per minute. But I feel a little bit better taking shots on guys that I feel really comfortable going to get those minutes. While Sexton didn't have a great game, I don't think Sexton had a great game on Sunday. It doesn't matter. I still think he's a guy that you can look at. The shots are there. So I'm not really worried about him. Same thing with Garland. You know, at 5,900, I think that's a fair price. You know, obviously this is a guy that was hitting, you know, 35 to 40 consistently earlier in the year. But I think that's kind of it. You know, I've kind of had my thoughts about Jared Allen and how I could kind of approach him. He's 5,500, not the worst price in the world. But I think I can get better value in other spots.
Let's move on. We got Portland at Milwaukee. No total in this game, which I thought was kind of weird because I didn't really see anything. But then, like, I was, like, looking through the slate, and, like, Giannis is listed as probable. Maybe that's why we don't have a line yet. People were Vegas worried about him. But on the Portland side, Collins, Derek Jones, McCollum, and Nurkic out. Let's start with Portland. What are we looking at here?
This to me is a kind of a weird game, Stevie. You know, Gary Trent's a guy I've been playing, but I don't think I want to play him in this spot. You know, Carmelo's a guy that I've been playing. I don't think I want to play him in this spot. He is 4,900. Like, I think it's a fair price, but you know, played a pretty competitive game against Chicago the other night. You only saw 17 minutes. I you know, Covington's back now. You know, he played big minutes. But his usage is really low. Fantasy points per minute are really low. Cantor, 7,200. Don't like that price. You know, for a team that's really bad on defense, is going to push the pace. I'm just not interested in the Portland Trailblazers today.
Yeah, like, man, obviously, like, I think the guy that I'm most interested in here is Cantor, because I do think he's the guy that could, like, have a big game. Covington's back. So, like, Melo's minutes are kind of gone. I think you could potentially even play Covington in this spot. I know he only put up 26 fantasy points the other night, but, like, Derek Jones Jr. being out too, like, Covington's going to play a lot of minutes if this game stays close. So I think Cantor would be my main target. If you have the money, if you don't live in a salary cap world and you want to play Lillard, go for it. Like, I live in a salary cap world, and I think there's better options at 10-7. Like, and like, even like when we go to the other side, the Milwaukee side, like, the guy, you know, you typically want to play in this spot is Giannis or like Middleton. Then you're like looking to potentially try to run it back with Lillard. I think Drew's the guy that like is the most interesting from Milwaukee, but like his price is slowly creeping up for the production that he's had recently.
Yeah, and we talked about it, man. You know, that's something I think that we'd had on our radar in terms of Drew still being a little bit too cheap. But like you said, cranks out 240-plus point games and a matchup with Portland. And now, you know, it seems even more likely that another 40-point game is coming. So, I mean, Drew is a guy that I still like at 4,700. Look, I don't – you know, I haven't played Giannis a lot all year, and I know he dropped 72 on my Hornets, but 11K for Giannis against Portland, all matchups aren't created equal. Like, this is another fantastic upside spot for him. Not saying that he's a guy that I have to play, but I'm definitely considering it on this slate. Let's maybe see where the ownership shakes out. But he's got all the upside in the world in this spot, man.
Moving on. Sacramento at New Orleans, 233 total here. New Orleans favored by 4. Bielitz is questionable, and then Adams is questionable on the Pelican side. Let's start here with Sacramento. What are we looking at here on the Kings?
Well, I guess we got to ask ourselves, you know, what does Haliburton have to do to get priced maybe around 5,600, 5,700? Like, the guy's been fantastic, you know, most of the year. I mean, he had a little lull there in between, but if you look at his minutes, were a little bit lower. Minutes have been in the 30s, you know, past 4 or 5 games, and look at the production, you know, 30 plus 3 out of the last 4. So I think at 5,200 against New Orleans, I think this is a good spot for him. I really like the price. And that, you know, what are we going to do with Hassan Whiteside, right? Like, you know, he played 20 minutes, Steven. We talked about it. Like, if he's going to get 20 minutes at 3,600, fantasy points per minute aren't created equal. He's typically a really high fantasy point per minute user. I mean, he could get over 20 minutes with ease if he's going to get this consistently. I think he's another tournament dart throw for us in this spot. At 3,600, I think he's on your GPP list for sure.
20 minutes can easily turn into 30 fantasy points for a guy like Whiteside. You know, we talk about it all the time. He's a guy that can average a fantasy point and a half in a minute. Like, so he's always someone that, like, he's kind of always on your radar. But I think Halliburton is super interesting here. Like, this kid's playing great right now. You know, he's put up at least 29 fantasy points in three of the last four games. He's 5,200. You're not going to find a lot of guys in that range that can go for 30 plus outside of some injury spots. So, like, if you're trying to be different than some of the chalkier options, and chalky guys are usually in play be in the NBA, they're usually great plays. So, you know, in general here, as far as Sacramento goes, I usually say Fox is always someone that, you know, should be on your radar. But yeah, it'd be interesting. What are we looking at here on New Orleans?
Listen, man, I like New Orleans. I like the prices. I most importantly like the price on Lonzo Ball. He's my favorite New Orleans Pelican in this spot, man. I mean, if we're going to get Lonzo anywhere between 30 and 35 minutes in this spot, feels like the right time to take a shot. Prices, you know, I mean, very affordable at 5,500, man. He's by far my favorite Pelican. You know, if Steven Adams is questionable, you know, I'm not sure how they're going to handle it. Like, are they going to play, you know, Jackson Hayes? Like, you know, are they going to kind of mix it up and play a little bit more melee? Is Hernan Gomez going to get run? Don't know. Probably will just skip that spot altogether. But I'm telling you right now, Lonzo Ball, my favorite New Orleans Pelican, period.
Lonzo, man, oh, man, Lonzo Ball. Like, 13 threes the other night, you know, like, 5,500 is in that price range where I think you can play Lonzo. When Lonzo is like 7K, when he's like 6,500 and above, like I hate paying that price, but even at 55, yeah, I think he is very much in play. But outside of him, like, you know, Ingram, we talked about a little bit, like he finally had a big game, but he's kind of right back into that same role. You know, that 50-point game came with a lot of assists, came with rebounds. I don't necessarily think that he is in play. And, like, even Zion, as much as we like Zion in general and, like, love his energy and stuff, 7,900 for a guy that hasn't really broke 50 in the last 10 games, like, if he puts up 45, he's not going to kill you at 8K, 7,900. So, I'm probably off of him, and I think Lonzo's a great call. I think if you want to be different, I think Eric Bledsoe is someone you could potentially look at if you don't want to play Lonzo. That's really it for New Orleans. I don't trust any of these bench guys, especially on a big slate. I don't think you're going to potentially look at these guys. You know, Stan Van Gundy has just put JJ Redick back on the shelf, and, like, I hate it for JJ Redick, man. Moving along, we got Houston, the hottest team in the NBA, 5-0 over the last five games against the Thunder. Who would have thought that Houston trades away James Harden and they go on a streak where they're 5-0? But anyway, all joking aside, I'm kind of not joking because they are really 5-0. Only Memphis is 5-0 as well. But let's look at injuries here for the Thunder and the Rockets. Exum, Nwaba, Porter Jr. out, and then Hill out for the Thunder. What are we looking at here on Houston?
Yeah, man. I mean, I think we got to start monitoring. When is John Wall going to get 30 minutes, right? Because at 6,900, this feels like a perfect time to take a chance if we hear something about the minutes, or if you don't. Like, I think in large field at 6,900, you just kind of maybe play him and see if they don't tell us that they're going to push him a little bit. And if they push him to 30 to 32 minutes, I mean, I think the return is going to be massive on that. Christian Wood continues to be a fantasy machine. Only played 27 minutes against New Orleans, but, I mean, they were playing really, you know, really well, obviously. But, I mean, if he gets 30, 33, 34 minutes, I think he's in play here. I don't think he'll garner a whole lot of ownership, which is kind of good for his spot. I don't think Al Horford's going to, you know, do anything to stop him. But that's about it. I don't think I want to play Oladipo at 8K. You know, not that he's playing terribly, but I think I can get better value than him for the price.
Yeah, like John Wall at 6,900 playing 20 minutes is super interesting. if he potentially even gets a couple more minutes, man, like I think John Wall, very much in play here, very much in play. Oladipo, I want to see how Oladipo and Wall kind of mesh. So I'm probably not going to take a ton of shots on Oladipo at 8K. Same kind of goes for Christian Wood. We have a lot of like top tier options, but like this is a mini big three, like John Wall healthy, Oladipo healthy, Christian Wood becoming a guy that's very, very talented on both ends of the floor. Like Boogie off the bench to give him some, you know, him and Eric Gordon off the bench. Like this team's solid. Houston's solid, yeah. Man.
Hey, man. And shout out to Coach Silas, you know, came in and, you know, Houston is, they got rid of the cancer for the organization at the time. Not that James Harden's a cancer. I'm saying he was forcing his way out. So it just wasn't working. It was bad, bad chemistry. But, you know, Harden's out the building. They seem to be gelling, you know, so we'll see where it goes.
Yeah. You know, as far as like DFS wise, I think John Wall is really the main target for me on Houston. I think it's just more price. Eric Gordon and like Cousins are going to share usage with the second unit. So I'm really just on John Wall, man. Like I've been impressed by like Jason Tate, but I think he is the guy that you need some guys to be out to really take advantage of him. And then, like, on the OKC side of things, like, we all know SGA, he's the usage guy. He's going to be the usage guy all season. The Thunder team is they're just in massive rebuild mode. Al Horford's had some big games here recently, but I think the only guy you can, like, trust 100% is SGA. I do think it's very interesting that like Theo Maldon has been getting really solid run with George Hill out, and he's 4,300.
Listen, George Hill's ruled out already. Theo's in play today for sure. Like, yeah, I mean, I know he was in the 3K range, you know, previously, but look at this game against Brooklyn. Listen, Houston is no better on defense in terms of compared to Brooklyn. And well, I don't want to say that, but I'm saying it's going to be the same style of game, up and down, up and down, up and down. I think Theo's in play, man. Even at 4,300, if he's going to get 30 plus minutes against Houston, I think we consider him, man. He is in play for sure.
You have to. At 4,300, I think you have to consider him. If he's going to get 30 minutes at 4,300, I think you have to consider him. So, he's certainly somebody on the radar as far as value goes. I'll probably have him tagged in value. I do extra survey on Monday, man. Like my mind thinking today is Monday and tomorrow's Tuesday. But it's been one of those days, man. Too much disc golf this weekend. That's what it was. Phoenix at Dallas. Booker's questionable, Payne's out, Sarge is out, and then on the Dallas side, seems like everybody's good to go. Didn't see anything on the injury report for them. No total in this game, obviously, because we're waiting on the Booker news, if he's in or out. That will obviously change things. Let's start with Phoenix. Booker plays. I don't see a lot of value here. Booker's out. I think we can continue to look at some of these Phoenix guys.
Yeah, for sure, man. You know, we just saw Chris Paul go nuclear on Saturday night, and it was against this same Dallas team, kind of same thing for DeAndre Ayton. Dallas is playing really poorly right now, just overall. I don't know what's going on here, Stevie, but you know, in terms of Phoenix, I'm with you. If Booker's in, don't really want to play anyone. If he's out, and you know, if you got Ayton, I think people will see this price tag on Chris Paul at 8,200 and kind of shy away. But as long as Booker's out, he's got 50-point upside. I'd accept 50 at 8,200 every single slate. So I'm not saying he gets there tomorrow, but I do like the price. I think, you know, Mikal Bridges and Jay Crowder, those are the other guys that I think I'd want to play. You know, the Cam Johnson experiment just seems to not be going well with him, even getting all these minutes. He's just not producing. And Steve, he's getting 30-plus minutes, but it's just not coming together. But you know, this other collection of guys are guys I'd definitely be interested in.
I've been playing Phoenix a lot in DFS over the last week or so. I think we all have been. And like Cam Johnson is a great defender. And from what I've seen, and like, I'm no expert at scouting basketball or anything, but like, Cam Johnson seems like a good defender, but he sits in the corner too much in the, on the offensive side, and he's not like getting offensive touches that matter. I'd like, if I were to pull up like touches in games, I'm sure like he's not even in the top three or four, even with Booker out. So overall, for me on the Phoenix side, it's Paul, it's Ayton. If Booker's out, like you said, Dallas has been struggling. They're dead last in defensive efficiency over the last five games. Like even as good as offensively as this team is sometimes, they're last in like net rating over the last 30 or five games as well. So Dallas is struggling right now. I think you can look at Ayton. I think you can look at Paul. And you could potentially play them both together if Booker sits in this game. On the Dallas side of things, like, I know we just got to talking about like how bad this team has been defensively, but like, Luka hasn't had like a monster game here recently either to really justify 10-8, but he is still Luka. He still has like that massive, massive ceiling. And like, Porzingis didn't play the other night against Phoenix. And like, when Porzingis is usually off is when we love to load up on Luka. And like, 49 is just not going to get you there at 10-8 on this slate.
Yeah, for sure. 49 is going to hurt us. I think I'd be more, and I know it's a different matchup, but I think I'd be more willing to play Giannis in this spot because of the, you know, we know that Portland is just, you know, open season. So I think, you know, I'm probably off Luka for the most part, but he definitely, like you said, he's got the ceiling. I think if I was multi-entering, I wouldn't completely fade him in tournaments. But if it's three-entry max or single-entry, I'd probably definitely take the fade. I'm hoping Kristaps Porzingis can come around, man, and start hitting these, you know, 45-plus point fantasy games consistently. With that will come a price increase. But, you know, that's something I'm kind of hoping for long term. Outside of that, don't really want to play anyone from Dallas. Josh Richardson's getting a bunch of minutes, but, you know, might as well call him, you know, God, what's the guy from football? Jesus, what's his name? I can't remember his name right now. Just out there exercising. Not Chris Conley. At any rate, played for the Patriots that year. But that's kind of what Josh Richardson is doing right now, playing a bunch of minutes, but just not getting the production.
Yeah. Dallas is such a wasteland right now. and I mean that like in the nicest way possible, because like, this is still a team that has a ton of talent. It's just, they're not figuring it out right now. That's for sure.
Well, I think they're playing too many guys, too little minutes, and some guys, too many minutes. I think they're trying to just play a whole lot of Luka, a whole lot of these other defenders, and hope that it comes together. But, you know, Dwight Powell's getting a few minutes. Maxey's going to get a few minutes. Willie Cauley-Stein will get a few minutes. Porzingis will play 30. Like, I don't think this team is able to get in a rhythm right now. I think that's what's messing with them. When they had a lot of guys out and most guys were playing 30 minutes, I think they were playing a lot better. But as you see, as players have come back, like you said, it's a wasteland. Too many guys playing too little minutes.
Let's move on, man. We got Memphis at San Antonio.
Buddy,
Memphis is still like, they're man, Grayson Allen's out, Triple J's out, Valanciunas is out, Winslow's out. San Antonio, they're good to go. Let's start here with the Memphis side of things. What are we looking at here for Memphis?
Man, John Morant, 7,600. Just, you have to play him. Like, I'm at this price, you just start playing him, right? Like, he was 7,100 over the weekend. He's 7,600 is still a great price for a guy that's got 60-point ceiling. So I think you consider him. Not really worried about too many of the other pieces, maybe outside of Xavier Tillman. Like, at 4,800, like, he's still in play. You know, I know he, you know, didn't really get there against the Spurs the last game, but I still think he's someone we can consider on this slate for the price that, you know, we do know is going to get some minutes. Outside of that, you know, I think I'm okay. Like, you know, obviously, you know, I was really playing Kyle Anderson when they had a lot of injuries, but not really interested, even though he really stuck it to the Spurs the other day. This is basically a repeat game from Saturday.
Yeah, and like the game was kind of out of hand late. It was a close game for the most part. You know, just kind of looking at game flow here, like there was a point in the third quarter, it was an 18-point game, but to start the fourth quarter, it was an 8-point game, and it kind of got out of hand late. You know, Gorgui Dieng of all people, you know, had a big fourth quarter. So I think it's really interesting here. You know, just in general, just kind of figuring out, is it going to be Gorgui Dieng? Is it going to be Xavier Tillman that really benefits from like Valanciunas being out? Like Tillman, and people might think that it was like foul trouble, but like it really wasn't foul trouble for him. Like he had zero fouls at halftime, had, you know, two fouls in the third, two fouls in the fourth. So I think they want it to be Tillman, but I think Gorgui Dieng, man, he held his own. Like he held his own, and like this is a guy from the past that we know can have good games from time to time. But you mentioned Ja Morant, he is way too cheap. I think Kyle Anderson is in play, but I think like he's kind of priced appropriately. I think Ja Morant's the play from Memphis. And Will, we talked about it on Friday. We talked about the Spurs. We told everybody that the Spurs were way too cheap against Denver.
We talked about it. Listen,
I know that Memphis is a team that is playing, you know, really solid right now. We just got done talking about like how Memphis is 5-0 over the last five games, just like Houston. Memphis is second in defensive efficiency over the last five games. That's great. But I think like this is a spot you can go back to the well on DeJounte Murray and DeMar DeRozan. And DeRozan had an awful game, but I will be shocked if he only shoots six times again in this game. Like it was a back-to-back against Memphis again. Like they played against Denver. They had a tough game against Denver. They got ran out of the gym on the second end of a back-to-back. I like going back to the well here on some of these Spurs.
Well, for sure. And Stevie, you know, what if I told you the Spurs are underpriced on both sides today? DeJounte Murray, 66 on DK. DeMar DeRozan, 7K. Keldon Johnson, 57. I mean, come on, people. Stevie, FanDuel investors alike. DeJounte Murray is 6,900 on FanDuel. DeMar DeRozan is 7,100 on FanDuel. Keldon Johnson is 5,400. These are atrocious prices. I don't know what's going on with the algorithm in terms of the Spurs this year. But, Stevie, we've seen this 3 days in a row now. This is three slates in a row we've seen the Spurs underpriced. Seriously, three slates in a row. I think you just roll them right back out. These prices are too cheap.
Let's just roll them back out there. Keldon Johnson is the guy that could go for 30 plus, but I think he's kind of the guy that I feel like is priced the best on this team. Like LaMarcus Aldridge, like he's out, man. LMA has been great, and I think he's had a great year, great like success. But I'd be shocked if this dude is in a Spurs uniform again next year.
I mean, it feels like Greg Monroe, like he's just kind of going to fade out somewhere, and we don't know where he ends up. I mean, nothing against LMA, but he's getting older, you know, and he probably does just need to change his scenery in a different role on a new team. I can see a buyout of him maybe going to a contender, and if that happens, good for him.
I mean, our man is, you know, he's 35 years old, but I feel like there's still some basketball left in LaMarcus Aldridge. And, like, this could be, like, just the guy that's enjoyed watching him play over the years. But we finish it out here with Detroit at Denver. It is a back-to-back for Denver. Hayes is still out for Detroit. I did read that Gary Harris had some kind of, I think it was a abductor strain.
Yeah, he did.
So he didn't come back on Sunday. I'd be shocked if he plays in this game.
Will Barton went nuclear too.
Yeah, PJ Dozier, he was still out as well. Let's start here with Detroit. What are we looking at here on the Pistons?
Man, I don't know if I want to play any Pistons today. Maybe outside of Derrick Rose. Like Derrick Rose seems to be capped at about 20 minutes now. Jeremy Grant, are they going to just give him the ball and say, hey man, show these guys they shouldn't have traded you? Not sure. You know, that's the human side of DFS. Outside of that, I mean, Mason Plumlee, are they going to do the same thing with him? Are they just going to let these guys go to work in Denver. Who knows? But I don't really like Detroit too much today, Stevie. But I do know that Jeremy Grant has some ceiling. We just haven't seen it in a few games.
Yeah, I don't know. Is there some revenge here for Grant going back to Denver? Is there anything that fuels his fire to get back up to shooting, you know, 18, 19, 20 times a game? Does he put up 20 shots in this game? Because if he puts up 20 shots in this game, that's the game that I want Grant. I think we see some extra hustle out of Grant here. And like, he's really the only guy. Like, Wright is 6,100. I'm not paying that for him. Blake Griffin, you know, he plays 20 minutes some nights. He plays 35 some nights. I don't think you can trust him at all. Mason Plumlee, yeah, there's revenge there for him too, but his minutes are all over the place. What would be interesting here is if Blake Griffin gets that day off, air quotations around that. And like, then I think you could look at Plumlee even more, but overall, on the Detroit side, I don't think you're really playing any of these guys outside of Grant. And then on the Denver side of things, like, Jokic is obviously one of the top plays on the slate. You know, he's a guy that can go for 60 plus. I'm a full believer.
80, almost 80 on Sunday. Almost.
Yeah, I'm a full believer in Jokic. But like you mentioned, like, if Gary Harris is out and Dozier's out again, I think like we could potentially look at Porter. We can potentially look at Barton. These guys would be like Barton at 4,800.
Oh yeah.
Doesn't play, is going to be massive chalk.
Yeah, and for good reason. I mean, listen, we just saw this exactly what happened. Got the minutes back up. Took away, at least another guy is going to have the ball in his hands. I mean, the guy played fantastic on Sunday. Michael Porter Jr., you know, his minutes just I don't know what Mike Malone's doing here. Man, can we get Michael Porter Jr. traded somewhere where he can thrive? Because Denver's just ain't it. But yeah, I think Jokic is in play here for sure. And that's kind of it. Like, Jamal Murray is in that price range where you take a shot, but I don't think we need Jamal Murray at 7,100. And that's kind of it. But Barton is for sure probably the play from this team if Dozier's out again, for sure.
That's it. Let's play the morning grind game, and then we'll get out of here. Will, give me your favorite play under 5K to 7X.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the guy that we talked about earlier. I do like Cam Reddish at 4,800. I already think he's going to get the minutes. I think this is a 7X spot for him. I know we just talked about, Will Barton, but I do still like Cam Reddish at 48.
I'd be absolutely shocked if Harris comes back and plays the next night after leaving and not coming back. So I'm gonna put Will Barton out there. If Harris plays, I think it's a downgrade to Will Barton. Hate shooters on the second end of a back-to-back, but the minutes are just going to be too good for the price. Over 8K to go under 5X, who's your bust?
Damian Lillard.
Lillard. Do you understand that it's never great to say Lillard's a bust? He's just gonna point at his watch as he burns Will in this spot. Like, I'm kidding, but I think like the guy that like I'm probably the least amount interested in this price range is Giannis. I like the overall matchup in this game against Portland. But I'm with you. I think I'm fading the two big guys in this game and hoping this game doesn't beat me. Favorite 6X play, who do you got?
This is a tough one today, but I think I'm going to stick with the Spurs. I think I'm going DeRozan, man. 7K, he's too cheap. Had a rough game the other night. I think he comes back and it flashes that 40-plus point upside that we know he'll give us.
I like that one. I'll be honest, like, I'm going to go back-to-back cheap guys here. Usually I will try to go up towards the top and, you know, talk about that. But I'm going to go Theo Maldon. I think, like,
yeah,
with like Hill it. Already out, I have a hard time not seeing him go 6X at 4,300. So, though, you know, obviously, Barton, Reddish, him. Like, these are guys that I'm, you know, definitely looking at. I almost pulled the trigger on Jimmy Butler, but I need to know, like, is Bradley going to be out? Is Dragic going to be out? Is Hero going to be out? Like, Jimmy Butler, you know, he came back and played 34 minutes. If these guys are out, he's going to play a bunch of minutes, and he could easily crush here. Let's get weird GPP play of the day. Who do you got for me, Will?
Yeah, man, I'm going to go with the guy. I actually don't think he's going to be as high owned as he should be in this spot. Let's go Trae Young at 9,300, man. I know they're playing the Lakers, but they are at home. Atlanta's been playing pretty well. Trey's upside has been fantastic recently. Let's go with Trae at home against LeBron and the Lakers.
I like it. Man, it's so hard to, like, just gauge what ownership is going to be. Like, I want to play LaMelo, but I think, like, if we get news that Rozier is going to be out, LaMelo is probably going to be too chalky.
I don't know, Stevie. I think if he doesn't get the start, I think people are going to be a little bit more afraid to pull the trigger.
All right, well, I'm gonna use what you said to say, hey, I'm going to play LaMelo as my Let's Get Weird GPP play today. If we get news that, like, he's going to be, like, super chalky, Emmanuel Quickly would be my other guy that I had written down here. I think he is very interesting for tournaments. Game selection, Will, outside of the $5 single entry series tournament over there on FanDuel for RotoGrinders, presented by RotoGrinders, make sure you guys are checking that out. It's $5 this week. You know, six straight weeks of the single entry contest. You know, you get your four best scores in the contest to climb the leaderboard for each week. And then you can go to FanDuel.com/NBA-single-entry-series to see the leaderboard and stuff like that. Well, like, all you gotta do is open the FanDuel contest and like the link is right there. So you can easily see that and, you know, pull it up. But I love this. I always really like the single entry series, and you know, glad that it's back this year for sure. So I stole the FanDuel one, Will. What are we looking at for you? I did my due diligence in this one.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm going to DK, and you know, you guys know how I feel about the single entry stuff, man. I'm gonna bump it up a little bit. Listen. And this one's four entry max. I think I've talked about this one already, but it's fantastic. 250, 15K up top. I mean, it's, you know, a really small field. I think a lot of people are kind of interested in that. And I mean, that's really how I think you're going to really be profitable long term, is the three entry max, the single entry. Like, that's where you kind of want to live long term in this business. So that's my game selection.
Will, finish this out. Favorite over under against the spread, anything standing out to you today?
I hate we didn't get this one because the Portland Milwaukee one wasn't out, but I'm just telling you right now, whatever it is, I'm taking the over. Whatever it is, it's just, Steve, it's going to be a theme this season. Certain teams I'm taking the over every time. Portland, Brooklyn, Sacramento, you take the over, I think you're going to be fine.
Yeah, and you guys are going to see this in scores and odds if you have premium over there. But Houston -4.5. I will gladly take that. Houston's one of the hottest teams in the NBA right now. I'll be writing that up as like one of my premium picks over there. So yes. Free insight into premium over there at scores and odds. But they're rolling right now. You know, they lost to Phoenix a couple days ago, but Houston's rolling right now. So. Or Houston won. I don't know. I thought they were 5-0 the last five games, but I thought they lost to Phoenix too. But was that after the five games? Was that the sixth game? I don't know. Anyway, we're going to get out of here before I lose my mind, because it seems like that's happening already. Again, the NASCAR package details will be out today. Just be paying attention to Twitter, the RG forums. We got a lot of stuff coming out, and I'm going to give away some stuff as well. So, that'll wrap it up here for Monday. We'll be back tomorrow talking some more NBA. Good luck in your contest, and we'll see you then.